Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear Ritzy Castle?
Hello.
Hello. Are
you
there, guys?
Gentlemen. Hello.
Hello, I'm here. I'm here live on your radio. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astral Mind 2012. My name is Adrian, and I am on with my brother Richie. And,
hello. Good evening. Good
morning. Richie, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Yes, I am. It's nice to talk to everybody. I'm from Supernatural Tendings, Richie, and I'm Adrian's older brother here. I'm in Pueblo, Colorado. Just want to say hello to everybody. All right, I'll leave it to you, Adrian.
So, Richie, what have you have to say about UFOs out there lately?
They've been seen a lot more. Lately, we've been having a lot more UFO sightings, different types of shapes. I have a friend, John, lives across from me. See, we live out in the prairie. We live about 30 minutes from, I'd say, south from Pueblo City. And we kind of live out in the I call it UFO land out here, as I was saying. But John had a picture he showed me on his cell phone of a UFO type object. It was a round object, glowed. But I still got to investigate more into it. I'm going to look more into it and try to get some close-ups and stuff so we could see any type of gases or any fuel or, well, you know, anything like that that we might see, because, you know, lights or whatever it is. And, you know, but the UFOs out here, it's very common. They're even being more sighted out here even more. I was out a few days ago. Sorry, Adrian, I was out here a few days ago, and the stars were just as bright as can be. You could see, I'm not kidding, you could see every planet, every star. And it was just amazing of how the universe glowed.
We got an hour and...
I'm sorry?
28 minutes. I just wanted to let you know, and all our callers and listeners, we have an hour and 27 minutes left. And
okay.
We want to invite everybody to call in at 646-721-9720.
Go ahead, Richie. Brad and
Kenny. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes. What I was saying is the UFO sightings has been very common out here. Been seeing a lot more lately. But I was telling you that one night a few nights ago, the stars were just, I mean, you see everything. It was just beautiful. And it was almost like, it was kind of weird because it was almost like I was being watched. It was like you were, you know, it was like the energy, being in like an energy field, and it was just like, it felt like several UFOs. It didn't just feel like one UFO, but it felt like several. It was almost like that energy, and they say that the energy of abduction, that you could feel a very strong energy from the universe and from UFOs. And that's kind of how I kind of felt. I felt like, I felt like I was being watched, but it was more, you know, I've seen planes in the sky flying, and you know, the Air Force flies over us a lot, the Army. But I don't know, it's just, you know, I was looking around, and if I would see some UFOs, it was like I was being watched. And I did see some type of, which, you know, I was thinking maybe it's been stars or the planets or something like that. But some reason or another, they changed distance. And when I looked over, they weren't there no more. Like everything just changed. And it was like, you know, was there still hundreds of them or what? I don't know, you know. But it just felt like kind of like a strong energy, if you will. Like almost like an energy field. And that's kind of like the UFOs, like they sent up that energy. Because their technology of their UFOs are so, you know, of extraterrestrials, but they have in these spaceships, you know, these UFOs. And they're putting out a lot. They really are. And you've seen the ones that have spotlights, the ones like, you know, kind of like Fire in the Sky. And have you spotted those before? Have you seen those before? Have you seen those before? The ones with the spotlights, have you seen them before, the UFOs like them?
Well, the ones that I've seen mainly are the white and black colored ones.
Yeah.
Like they're kind of gray, like grayish oval shape.
Yeah, yeah.
And they make a sound like ooh, you know, like an old black and white video.
Yeah, okay. It does. It's almost like they make a humming sound too. It's an energy. They're letting out like what they are. Letting out some kind of like an energy field. That's what they're doing, and it's almost like like you say, it's like a humming vibrational energy sound.
Really weird.
Yeah, and that's usually when you know they are very close. They're not very far from you. You could actually, you know, I think they could actually come down, and sometimes you won't even see them. Because they, you know, they have ways of just shutting their, you know, they don't have to have lights on or nothing. They could just, but you could just hear the energy. You could hear them, but sometimes you can't see them. You know what I mean? But it don't mean that they're not there. But I think it's a lot of times is that the reason why they make themselves known, and you know, they want us, want people to see them because they want us to see them. You know what I mean? They're allowing us. Spacecrafts, you know, UFOs. But that's a good
Let me ask you this question, Rich.
Sure.
Why is it that you could see supernatural things so easy now, more than you can back in the 80s and 90s? I mean, why are we seeing more activity now than we did back then? You know, like UFOs and spirit contact.
Well, I think that most of all that the world, the Earth, is going through changes. And not just that, through the energy of changes. I mean, we're seeing these because we're kind of stepping into the last days, if you will. You know, like, I think things are being opened a lot more. They're wanting, you know, they're not afraid to show us who they are as much anymore. You know, where maybe that a certain amount of people would see their spacecrafts or UFOs, but now it's a lot of people are seeing them now. So, you know, like I say, it could be that they might be seeing our Earth, you know, that the Earth needs healing, if you will. You know, like you're seeing, you know, I don't know how the planets are, but their planets may be clean and, you know, and they keep their planets clean and everything, but as far as at Earth, you know, they see all our, you know, how can I put pollution and stuff like that too. And pollution as well is like, you know, stuff in the, you know, pollution in our oceans, pollution on the ground, and how mankind is treating one another, you know. And a lot of it that, you know, they also see something coming too. I think they see the world is in for a huge change. It's what I mean is the world is, it's, we're going to see a lot more. And I say, you know, I'm not trying to fear everybody, but you know, like earthquakes and different things like that. But they say, you know, that the Earth goes through almost like earth pains, if you will. And that's just how the, you know, the earthquakes and stuff like that. But the world, the Earth itself is, you know, it's changing. And I do believe that these extraterrestrials, you know, these ETs and UFOs, they're keeping a close observation on us. They want to see what's going on, you know.
That's true.
So that's why now that when we do stargazing or looking up, and you know that you stand a good chance of seeing, you know, seeing some, or even one at the most. But what about that, Ed? What do you think?
Well, you know, I had this thought couple of days ago, and I was wondering why they made the movie Alien vs. Predator. I don't know if anybody's seen that movie. Where I saw this huge ship appear in the movie. One of the predators was killed, and this huge mothership appeared in the sky. And this was like a horror movie, you know, with Jason Lives, and he looked up at the ship, and he got on the ship.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's really weird, because why would they make aliens and, you know, they make them look so real. And they looked as real as what we see now, you know, all these things that are being revealed, even things from Hollywood. What's your thoughts on that, Rich?
Well, you're talking about now these that they're making from aliens to in Hollywood that you would think that they would look like this itself. You've heard of the reptilians and the and these different types of creatures of like a reptilian humanoids, if you will, you know, but they're part human, part alien, or lizard, you know, or a reptile, I mean. And I think anything is possible. I mean, just the same as the Mothman. I mean, it's been a legend, it's, you know, of himself, and he's been spotted a lot. And, but, you know, like I said, I wouldn't doubt if these half-man, half-creatures were, you know, sure, why not? You know, I think we even, extraterrestrials even possibly running this country. You know,
I believe it too.
Yeah, they could be running this
country. Like Obama.
You know. Yeah, reptilian. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the whole thing is, like you say, that they look like Predator from the, you know, from Hollywood. You know, anything is possible of what they look like, you know what I mean? And they may look like us, you know, with the human body and whatnot, but what's underneath? What's underneath their body, you know, underneath the skin? And you don't know. No, just like the reptilians.
They're in disguise.
Exactly, they're in disguise, exactly. Kind of like the movie They Live. If you ever seen that, They Live, where they put the glasses on and they start seeing.
And they talk in their watches.
Yeah, exactly. That one there. Now that one. What would you think about that? You know, that's. You know, how do we know if this guy is the same as me or you? You know what I mean? And
they can just zap themselves out of the planet onto a ship.
Yep.
Spaceship, yeah.
Oh yeah. You know,
they're always watching us.
The movie Cocoon, where they were, you know, they were this type of, you know, they were a spirit type extraterrestrial.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, something like that, you know. But you know, I'm open for anything, you know.
Well,
yeah.
What kind of aliens do you think those aliens were? The one on the movie Alien, you know, the big ones with the, like the queen. They call her the queen of the aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think of that? And their skin was like acid.
I thought that, you know, that's quite interesting. And could there be aliens that could look like that? That they're in your form. I mean, why not? You know, why not? But, you know, most people that see them, you know, they see ETs or extraterrestrials with big heads and, you know, and the long necks or whatever, or, you know, or whatever that it is. And, you know, and that's how some people have seen them. Now, other people have seen them differently, you know. They, you know. It just depends on how they've seen them, you know.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's a good input there, eh? Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. It's kind of an idea because of the movie, you know, Predator, and they have that huge ship. And
I hear you. You know, I have a show at 11 o'clock. I have a show at 11 o'clock. I mean, I can do the rest of the show with you guys, and you know, pass on my show, or I can get with you guys later on. You guys can go ahead and continue. I'll go on my show if you want. And my show starts at 11. But, this is really exciting to talk about this, Aid, about the, because, I'm a UFO investigator, and
yes.
I was a paranormal investigator. I was a ghost hunter, and me and my wife did a lot of investigations here on the West Coast, New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, and also here in Colorado. We did a lot here in Colorado. There was a lot of ghost towns and like that. But as far as, doing the UFO stuff, I enjoy this. I do enjoy to, I'll go out and snap pictures, do video, just down as much as I can. You know, it's kind of like the Bigfoot. You know, you got to just keep going until you find them. That's the main thing. And are you there, Adrian?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I lost you. Sorry. But, I'm going to probably go off the radio here, right? I'm going to go to my radio and do this radio. And then if you guys want to continue your show, or you can call my show, whatever you'd like to do.
Well, another thing I was interested in is Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah, Bigfoot.
Yeah,
definitely. Yes, Bigfoot. Yes, and I am. I'll tell you, I thought about doing quite a bit of investigations on Bigfoot myself, going up to different wilderness up mountains. And, the thing is that, very few people has, there is people that has witnessed him or witnessed a Bigfoot or Sasquatch. But like I say, I believe there's multiple Sasquatches, Bigfoots, that are lurking around our country here. Or, who knows, maybe around the world, the Abominable Snowman and, whatnot. They've also been spotted Sasquatch in Alaska. They've had encounters in Alaska. And you can look that up also on YouTube or... However, you can go on to Monster Quest, and they can show you that too. Bigfoot in Alaska and all around here in the United States. They got all kinds of different sites and sightings. But, did you guys want to call me on mine, or you want to just, you guys can go ahead and continue your show?
Well, we're just going to go ahead and continue with our show.
Thanks for inviting me on, and I send my... I love to you guys and everybody. God bless everybody and have a good night. And
thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for joining us,
dude. You too, Dad Eater. You take care, and I will talk to you a little later. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right. Good night, everybody. Good night.
No, good night.
Okay.
You too. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. And we just want to let all our callers and listeners know out there that we are open to, free readings right now, with the emotional calls, with how people, with whoever might be experiencing, with different emotions, different, whether that be pain or anything that might be a discomfort for you. So. Feel free to call in at code 646-721-9720. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Agent?
I just like to go into a little bit of the story cubes and how I came to research about story cubes. Story cubes were used back in China, where they worked with a lot of these kids that have a lot of abilities to deprogram the subconscious mind. And how you use these story cubes is you use your imagination
by rolling the dice, and it'll go into different metaphors. And with these metaphors, it pretty much tells you your whole life, tells you what's happening in your life, what's going on with your programming, and it kind of deprograms the mind because you're working with different codons in your brain, debating them through the dice. As you start to use a lot of these metaphors, they start to activate. So I just thought I'd want to share that with anybody who would like a story cube reading. And you're welcome to call in or email me at pathfinder255@gmail.com. And I'll be happy to give you a story cube reading at a reasonable price. They go very deep. We can go into past lives. We can go into your programming. We can deprogram with the metaphors. And they're very, very powerful. I just wanted to share that, Roy.
Well, you know, these story kids, you know, they're really accurate. You know, we and Adrian Dizzy's and found that with the story cubes, you know, a lot of things seem to really fall into place, and we've even seen some really good results with it. So, you know, we want to invite all our listeners out there to call in to, you know, to our guest line, 646-721-9720. And could you give us a little bit more detail on these story cubes, Adrian?
Well, if I were to work with the group, I would probably tell everyone to kind of add their own imagery of their imagination with the story cubes, because more than one person could play this game. And when you roll the dice, different images may pop up, like an apple, or a tree, or a pill, or a rainbow. There's different images that may pop up in the story cubes, and you use your imagination, which is we call the subconscious mind, and it will bring those imageries out in your subconscious mind, because then you'll start programming the mind to see these images. So it's very, very powerful stuff, and it starts to co-create and bring things into your reality on how you would like to make your life more extraordinary. You know, whether it be, you know, you want more money, you want better health, you want better relationships, we can look in the story cubes and find out what are the blocks. What are these energy blocks? What are the subconscious blocks? You know, what are the unconscious mind blocks? There's many, many different types of block, energy blocks. There's even the emotional body block, just like what we use with sacred geometry. We use codes to deprogram the emotional body. And then we can want them out of the meridians. So there's many different ways on how to program and deprogram. Well, they use it in different ways. They use bowls. They use crystal bowls. Some people use Reiki. They use the symbols of sacred geometry, the symbols. That also has a lot of healing modalities also. Is there anything you want to share that, Roy?
Well, we just got a caller right now. Why don't we go ahead and invite the caller on and see what we can do to help. Let's go ahead and invite the caller from the 646 area. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Kayla, and I'm calling from New York.
Wonderful, and my name is Roy, and you're speaking to Roy and Adrian tonight, and How can we help you?
I feel like I have some energy, really more of an emotional energy block, and I'd like to know if he can help me.
Yeah. What's been going on?
A lot. It's love, finances.
Does this have to do with the relationship?
That I'm feeling, but it's, yeah.
Okay. And why don't we go ahead and start there? Agent's going to take you through some steps. It's part of the protocol. Adrian, do you want to go ahead?
Sure.
Yeah. What kind of blocks are you having? Deprogram.
Emotional trust. Trust is one. Also, I don't have a problem opening up, but I know that trust is like one of the main issues, and it keeps coming up.
Okay.
I'm getting that you have some heart walls. And what we mean by heart walls is that, what we do is we put walls around our heart to protect our heart, especially if, you know, past relationships, you know, weren't working out and you don't want your heart broken again. And that's why these heart walls are put up. And Adrian, I'll take you through the steps on that to help you.
Okay, first we need to know if it's on your mother's and father's side.
Come again? I'm sorry?
You're saying it's on your mother's and father's side, the heart walls?
Oh, it's on both?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
See, these heart walls can be passed down into your DNA. And a lot of it, you know, has to do with, you know, part of the genetics, you know, part of the family tree. And, you know, this can go back into different generations.
Interesting.
So, Pigs, and we'll get those identified and then get these later for you.
And what I'll be using is sacred geometry to deprogram the DNA blocks out of your energy field. So I'm going to do that right now. Do you have permission?
Yeah.
Okay, is this mine to do? Can this be done? Getting a yes on all three. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and deprogram that for you with sacred geometry numbers. And it goes like this. 4-2-2-2-4-4-6-2-9-6. Multiplying for all times and places now. Past, present, future for all generations and all realities on all heart walls, occurring on the mother's and father's side from 12 generations. Does it stop at 12? Saying yes. Okay, delete that out. Delete, 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 delete. Delete anything that is not dancing in the light of God at this time. 4-2-2-2-4-4-6-2-9-6-9-6-100. Multiplying for all times and places now. Past, present, future for all generations and all realities. Go ahead and lock that in place. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. Lock it in. Are we cleared? Okay, heart walls are now cleared.
Wow.
How's your health been?
How's my... Sorry?
Have you been happy? Have you been sick?
Have I been hounded?
No, I didn't hear you very well.
Well, I feel a little shook right now. On my left side, actually. I do feel
you feel the shift?
Yeah, on my left.
Okay, let me bounce that out for you. 4592. 4592. Bouncing out in your chakras. And cleared. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, how's that feel now?
It feels good.
I just balanced it for you. Your chakras.
I just wanted to share with you that, you know, the work that Adrian did do just now, it not only cleared your energy,
but it cleared all the past energies all the way, you know, on your mother's side and your father's side to 15, you know, generations. So, you know, that was a lot of clearing there, and that's why you've been experiencing a lot of, you know, a lot of heartache, you know, over the years. And this should help you to, you know, be more, you know, open to, you know, a new relationship, and this will help you in, you know, staying in that relationship.
Yeah, because I feel like there has been blockage, you know, and I felt like energetically and spiritually there's been blockage from other people to me.
So would you like that deleted out of your DNA?
Of course. Of course.
Delete that. Delete that. 4, 2, 2, 2, 4, 4, 6, 2, 9, 6, 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2. Delete, delete, delete. And program in the positive. 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2. Multiplying for all times and realities, past, present, future. Locked in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How's that feel?
That's good.
And that's the emotional body.
Interesting, because I felt like a pulling on my left side, like my left shoulder blade.
So you're real sensitive to energies?
I am, which I think is a blessing, and it can be challenging.
Mm-hmm. It's very challenging, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It really is.
I know, because I am one too.
You're empathic.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you protect yourself? Because that, I think, is very important.
I have a hard time with that. But I put up a shield, a color shield. Or sometimes I'll wear pentagrams. It helps to program. That's a programmer of protection. Anything you can wear on your neck is a program that will protect you from any energies or harnessing energies. You can also use it to harness. So that's all sacred geometry. Symbolism, numbers, Reiki, it's all programming, and it's all sacred geometry. A lot of people don't look at it that way, but that's what it is.
Great.
Well, I do have one more request. This actually is, I guess it is connected to the spiritual, but it's more on the physical plane.
Right.
Regarding my work. I have worked, but it's been kind of slow. So I don't, you know. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I guess we're all, well, cancel. I'm not going to say we're all. But is there something to help my creativity?
Well, that's all part of programming. So first we got to figure out what your programming is. So let me look at your programming.
Okay.
To what degree is your programming? So your programming is about 30%. Your positive program is about 30%. You have to look at and see what it is, what 30% is. It says right now you're lacking purpose and direction. I'm not successful. That's in the back of your mind. I'm not good enough. What else? I can't get it right. So I need to, is that it?
Yes. I didn't know that, but I don't know what's in the subconscious.
What it is comes from the subconscious mind.
Yeah, a lot of it's programming, which I call backstage programming. It means it's in the back of your unconscious mind. And a lot of people don't know they have this programming, but it's all been programmed in our subconscious from 0 to 10 years old. So I'm going to go ahead and delete those out. Let's take your geometry. 4-2, 2-2, 4-4, 6-2, 9-6, multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, for all generations and all realities. 2-3, 5-3, 6-5, 9-2, multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, for all generations and all times and all realities. Okay, did you feel that?
I don't know, but I felt something in my head, so that's about it, the front of my head.
Okay, so it's going into the crown chakra. It's the crown chakra. And lock it in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How did that feel? Okay, good. Let me see what degree you're at now. Okay, so you're up to 80% now, right where you need to be. Is she cleared?
So how do
yes, you are cleared.
Yes. Yes, I'm cleared. How does one be able to maintain it, to keep it at a high level?
Right now, since Adrian cleared you and then he locked it in, and that right now you're your DNA has, it will retain that. As long as you, you know, start meditating and focusing more on the, you know, on the positive. Because a lot of our programming, you know, has come with a lot of, you know, the negative thoughts and the doubt, you know, that we think about all the time.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, you could be in a place in your subconscious where you're, you could be a contract holder. And what a contract holder does is they're universalists. They're people who go around and they collect people's contracts and they put, they set them on a direction, on a spiritual direction and a mundane direction. And you're working with both elements. You're working with the dark side and you're working with the light side. And to be a contract holder, depending on what type you are, if you're a universal contract holder, then you can't discriminate. But if you are a, see, the universe don't discriminate. What, it doesn't matter what you are. But if you're a different kind of contract holder where you have to abide by the laws of the what is it, the universal laws, if you're a contract holder over that, and you have to abide by the laws and the rules. But if you're struggling, then that means that you haven't come to the realization of who you really are. And that happens to a lot of people when they're on a spiritual path. Once you accept who you are, then your life will be more extraordinary.
Which,
but
you know,
you're at the stage of your life where you haven't accepted it yet.
I haven't accepted it?
Right. Because there's still things you have to learn. There's still things that you have to seek out. You're learning new things every day. But now that I've kind of given you your answers, the message that you're waiting to hear, subconsciously, it will activate in your DNA, like Roy says, you know. It'll start activating. Because I just opened up a doorway for you. And then it's your choice. It always comes down to free will. You know, I mean, you can go back to living the way you were, or you can swallow the red pill. It's the same thing as Matrix, you know.
You could take the blue pill and, you know, go back to sleep and wake up and everything will be the same.
Yep. Not everybody's path is the same. You got to realize that.
Yeah.
Everyone's on a different path. We've all chosen different contracts while we came here. And everyone's dharma is going to be different.
I feel that I know I have my purpose here, and I think it's more spiritual than anything else. It's just a matter of knocking on the right door, I guess, within self, opening the right door.
The right door for you.
Right.
It's almost like going down a hallway, and then there's doors on both sides. You just have to decide which door is for you.
That's my life.
It's like picking out an oil or a crystal.
Yeah.
Whatever that crystal calls out to you, that's the one that's meant for you.
I just wanted to say, we, you know,
We do have some other callers that are lining up, and we need to move on to the next caller now.
Okay, well, thank you. I'll hold on. Thank you.
We thank you, and if you'd like to continue to keep listening, I'm just going to put you on hold. Okay, let's go ahead with the next caller now from the 386 area. You're on there. 386.
Hi, Roy.
Hi. And who is this?
This is Sheena calling from Florida.
Oh, how are you, Sheena?
I'm okay.
And how can we help you tonight?
I just have a quick question. I am in kind of like a living situation where I need some help. And I may have to stay with some like family members for a while to like get on my feet, get a job. I have a job lined up, a friend is going to help. And the father of my child, he is in a 3-bedroom house, living by himself. And I had spoken with him about letting me and my daughter come and stay with him for a couple of weeks. Do you see him? You know, God touching his heart and understanding and letting me and my daughter come and stay, because I know he said, well, my daughter's doing it. But I also, too, you know, need some help. And in the past, I've helped him in the same way and let him, you know, live with me. And so it kind of hurts my feelings that I have to keep asking him, you know, listen, you know, let's work together and, you know, in this situation right now. I know he's going through a lot. His grandmother just passed away, and she, you know, it was her house, and he's there, you know, by himself. And I presented the idea to him to, you know, ask if me and my daughter can stay with him, and, you know, instead of staying with, you know, other people where I'm not so comfortable at. And I guess my question is, do you see him, you know, kind of softening up his heart and caring a little bit, letting us come and stay with him without, you know, the arguing and, you know, back and forth.
Nathan, what are you getting?
You were breaking up there. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, sort of breaking up. We can't hear you that clear.
I said I was asking if you see my child's father letting us come and stay with him until I get on my feet. He's in a 3-bedroom house by himself. And I had asked him, and it seemed like he's a little hesitant. But I want to know if you see him giving in and, you know, help just for the sake of my daughter.
Well, the problem is you'll get what you want, but I see you struggling to get him motivated to do that.
Yeah, I've asked him a couple times, so, and you know, this time it's like he's kind of thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like to move now, you know. I need him to, you know, do you
is
see
he,
him?
I have a question. Is he helping you with child support?
Yes, he just recently found a job, and so, yeah, they take it out of his, I guess, his check weekly or whatever the case.
Because my guides are telling me that he's really hesitant. I mean, you know, that's his, you know, he's a biological father, and he should be doing a lot more.
Right.
I agree.
And if he's not, you need to go to, you know, child services and have him be more.
That's why I say she'll struggle, and you'll get what you want.
Yeah.
Okay, do you see his mom being a problem, like her having a problem with it? Because it's really, the house is in her name, so. And she's been known to kind of be a little bit insensitive about, you know, situations in the past. And I'm just wondering, you know, if you know, if she finds out that I'm staying there, would she tell me to pack my stuff and leave? Or, you know, will she have some understanding? Because right now, you know, we're...
How did she treat her granddaughter?
I'm sorry?
How did she treat your daughter?
She's nice to her. She's nice to her. I think it's me she so much has a problem with. And I never knew why, but and I guess it's not important why, but, like I said, I need him to step up. And, you know, he's always using her as a, kind of like a scapegoat and saying, well, you know how my mom is. And I just don't want to get there and then have to argue with her and fight with her and her being sensitive and tell us to leave. Like, you don't see that being a problem.
Yeah, I do see that being a problem.
Yeah. He's helping so that you can, you know, live in your own place.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a whole lot. I can barely.
The only thing I could think of is he needs to be deprogrammed.
Me?
So that you can get what you want.
Okay.
We need to deprogram him. But for it to work, you have to make a sacrifice.
Okay, what kind of sacrifice?
And the best sacrifice that me and Roy could offer is, you know, we'd have to do this as a personal thing. You know, you might have to lay down some money a little bit. And I usually give people a 30-day guaranteed money back. And that's the best sacrifice, so that way you don't have to sacrifice anything else, because everything is an energy exchange.
Right.
So whenever you pray to the saint, whenever you pray to a goddess or a god, you have to give an offering or you have to do some kind of exchange, just like the kind of energy that we'll be doing for you, if that's what you choose.
Yeah, I pray to Jesus Christ and God, and, you know, like I said, I was praying to God and to, you know, asking God to touch his heart and have some understanding. You know, he keeps saying he wouldn't mind that it's his mom. Is that the truth? Is it a little bit of guilt? Is it a little bit of ghost? But that's how I feel.
Well, I don't know how you feel about that, but like I say, we could be in that situation. If not, you might have to, you know, if not, you might struggle with this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see.
By struggling, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean struggle while I'm there, or struggling trying to get him to make a decision?
Struggle to get him to make a decision.
Yeah, I pretty much have been struggling already. Been trying to explain it the best I can. And I explained to him, you know, I have income coming in that I've, you know, lined up for a job. And, you know, once he make up his mind, okay, yeah. And he's like, okay, well, then it might be a problem with my mom. Like, what's the worst that she can do? You know, if she knows that I my situation and that I don't, me and my daughter don't have a stable place. And, you know, he doesn't have to, but it's like it makes sense to me right now He's in a 3-bedroom house by himself. And, you know, he can't fill up all those rooms. You know, you can only sleep in one room.
Right.
And so what is the worst that she can do? I know it'd be a thorn in her side, but is she going to have some understanding? Like, I mean, this man has stayed with me in the past. You know, I just feel like what I've done for you is, you know, you have the opportunity to return the favor. So what, you know, how does his mom come into play? Like, does she not understand? Is this, you know, his child too? And it would be nice for him to help us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what
when we deprogram different situations, what we do is we look in the charts and we use the pendulum. We'll pick out different elements that is creating the obstacle,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll delete it with sacred geometry, with codes that we use.
Right.
Whether it be mental, emotional, or mundane, whatever it is, we can get rid of the obstacle.
Right. I thought that, you know, what the show is about tonight,
so if you'd like us to do the work for you, just let us know. My email address is pathfinder255@gmail.com, and just, you know, we can work out a good deal with you. Just send me an email and just explain, you know, by detail what you would like me to do.
Okay.
And we can make it happen for you. You just got to have trust and faith that, you know, that the work I'm doing for you will work. And again, you know, any kind of work that you do, you want to do it in energy exchange.
Right.
Because if you don't, then most likely it won't work for people. Some people it will, because some people are more receptive. Some people
mm-hmm.
are more sensitive to the energies. But if you're not at that level, then it's going to be a lot harder work to get to that level. Because I have to deprogram you, and then I have to deprogram your husband or whoever's involved. You see what I mean?
Right.
There's a lot of work that needs to be done. It depends. It really depends. That's why I check percentages. Percentage if it's low or if it's high. But we want to deal with people who are receptive and open, you know.
Okay. I mean, I don't mind.
But it's like saying, it's like going up to somebody and they're saying, you know, I can't be hypnotized.
Mm.
I can't walk. I can't ride a bicycle. I can't drive. I can't get my license. You know, there's, it's just everything we go through in life is I can't.
Right.
And that's our programming.
So
we want to get rid of the I can't. You know what I mean?
So this whole situation, it just kind of comes from me feeling like he won't. I mean, is it coming from me or is that strictly?
It's coming from you and it's coming from him. It's the I can't. That's what I hear. You know, I heard the word, I can't.
Right. That's what he tells me, he can't. Mm-hmm. But like I'm saying,
well,
like
I can't make a decision. I can't get him to do what I want him to do. I can't. You know, it's just, that's the programming.
So it has nothing.
You're not only saying I can't, but you won't.
Yeah, you're saying I won't. Yeah. What is that? Resistance. Of your body, your body speaking to you.
But, Adrian, I just want to let you know we do have a couple more callers. We need to move on now.
And you'll have to decide if this is something that you would want us to continue, and I'll make contact with Adrian on his email address. And we wish you a good night, and we're going to go ahead and move to the next caller now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's go ahead with the next caller from the 858 area. You're on the air. Hi.
My name's Alexis.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Alexis, and I'm from Orange County, California.
Wonderful, and we welcome you to our show tonight. How can we help you tonight, Alexis?
Thank you. Well, you know, I've been opening up spiritually for some time now, been meditating, been really good at it, and, you know, developing my psychic abilities more. But I feel as though I have somewhat of like a blockage keeping me from continuing, and I'm not really sure about it. So I just wanted to know, you know, what your thoughts were on it. And
well, being that you are sensitive to energies, being that you are receptive and you're open-minded and you're looking into areas of your spirituality, I would say that you have a lot of blocks because of your programming. It goes back to I can't, you know, I can't be psychic. Or it could even be a fear. You know, you every time when you want to be psychic, then that fear pops up in your head and it says, you know, if I'm psychic, I'm evil. If I'm psychic, I'm going to see evil things, things that are going to scare me, you know, demons and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what holds people back. You know, my sister's psychic too, but that holds her back. So if she sees something, it's going to freak her out.
Yeah.
That's also part of programming. If we get past that fear, we don't have the block. If we get past the I can't, we don't have the block. If we get past the I won't, we don't have the block. So that's, you know, there's three types of fears even in hypnosis. And I'll tell you those fears. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Fear of losing control of revealing secrets.
What was the third one?
Fear of revealing secrets.
Okay.
So if you have a hard time letting go of your secrets, speaking your truth, or seeing other people's secrets, then that will block you from also being a psychic as well. So those are all three types of other fears that could hold you back. And a lot of it is your control.
Interesting.
Do you like to be in control?
Yes, but I wouldn't say overly. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm kind of in the middle. I'm neutral on that.
So you're more, you could be passive sometimes?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. So if you're neutral, then that means you have a little bit of control and you want to be passive. You have that desire to be passive. But the control is dominating the passiveness.
Yeah.
So if the degree is a lot higher of your control, then there's the problem. If the degree is more higher than the passive than the control, then you're more receptive and you're more psychic. And now, does that sound accurate to you, Roy?
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Sort of like hypnosis.
But what I'm getting is family. Are you the only psychic person in your family?
You were breaking up. I didn't hear that last.
Are you the only psychic person in your family?
Oh, no, no. My grandma on my dad's side was...
Hello.
Yeah. Are you there?
On your grandma on your dad's side?
My grandmother was psychic.
And your dad also?
What?
Is your dad psychic also?
Oh, if he is, I don't think he ever... Well, yeah, I think he is, but I don't think he knows it. Or he doesn't acknowledge it, or he doesn't want to acknowledge it, or...
He's not aware?
Yeah. Maybe not aware.
What about
yeah.
Huh? What about your mother?
I think your phone is, like, really breaking up.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Walk off.
Because I'm hearing static in the background.
Oh, that's better.
Sorry. Okay. What about your mother?
Yeah, she is a little bit. She has dreams of things that are, that are true, basically.
And she talked, you know, did she talk about this as you were growing up?
Did she what?
Did she talk to you about her psychic abilities as you were growing up?
No. She, the only thing that she told me was about a couple dreams, like, throughout probably over the past 10 years that actually came true. But I don't think she's even aware that, I think it's just really light in her, because that's the only thing that she has, and I don't think she was, like, brought up religiously where psychics are not, you know, like, part of the religion, so.
The reason I'm asking you these questions is because that's where a lot of the programming comes from the ages of between 0 and 10 years old.
Hmm.
That's where we receive a lot of our programming.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, as a hypnotist, you'll find that out in a lot of people.
Yeah.
Main thing is that what we can do for you now is any blockages that you are experiencing, we could get those cleared for you.
Okay.
Would you like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just check your crown chakra here. So I'm getting that's where a lot of your blockages are. Yeah, it's very high. It's about 70%. So you are very psychic. But your blockage is at 30%. So that's really low. So let me go ahead and balance that out in your crown chakra. I'm going to use sacred geometry. 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2, 2, 3, 5, 3, 6, 5, 9, 2, multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, for all generations and all times and all realities. Go ahead and balance those, all the chakras, the left brain, the right brain, logic. Logic. Either of anything that is not dancing the light of God and any blockages or fears or guilt or anger or rage or any blocked emotion that is causing this blockage 1-800-242-2244-6296-96-100. Multiplying for all times and places now, past, present, future, generations for all realities. And lock it into place in the light of God. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. Okay, are we cleared?
Yes.
All right, there we are. Now we're cleared. Okay, it's back to where it's supposed to be. Your crown chakra is cleared.
Oh, that's great.
Looks better.
Pendulum
plates look crazy, too.
How's your relationships been?
My relationship's been good. Just a little issue came up actually today. But, I mean, I love my relationship, and I love the person that I'm with, and I know that it can be, like, you know, a long, long-lasting, I think, relationship. But we did just hit, like, a little bit of a bump in the road. But we can get
And how long has this relationship been?
It's been a year.
What my guides are telling me that, you know, your relationship, you know, just within a year's time, it should be, you know, should be a lot higher. It should be a lot, you know, there shouldn't be any bumps on the road.
Yeah. Well, this is one of the only ones, and it's pretty small.
Pretty struggling.
Yeah. Now, is he spiritual?
He is, yes. Well, he's open to it only because he realizes the reality of it, but he's not really, you know, too much spiritual, very much.
What sign is he?
He is a Virgo, I think. He's September 7th. I think.
Does he like surfing?
No.
I see a guy around you that likes surfing.
Yeah.
He's a surfer.
We live on the beach.
You know who that is?
There's a surfer.
Oh, you live
around
on the beach?
Yeah, we live on the beach.
Yeah, I see a man with long hair. Does he have long hair?
No, yeah. He has dark brown hair.
Okay, that's not him then. There's somebody you're going to meet that has long hair that's
Uh-oh.
Interested in you.
They already know me?
Yes.
Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah, he kind of stalks you.
Kind of what?
He's kind of a stalk.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a surfer.
A pervert?
No, a surfer. Like he likes
a surfer.
To surf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. So the relationship that I'm in right now is not my final one?
No.
Okay.
You'll be with this person for a while, but this isn't the final one.
Should I even be in it right now?
Well, I agree with my dad. I think you need to find your twin flame.
I am going to find...
Your twin flame could be this blonde one that I'm seeing. I don't know if you know him, but I don't know physically. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm picking up. Like, I'm picking up mixed signals. You know.
Yeah, that's so cool.
But your heart is set on this relationship, and you know, and it's been a struggle for you. So
it has.
and you're just kind of ready to settle down. You're just like, oh, I want this to be the one. I want this to be
yeah. Yeah.
That's what you're telling yourself. So.
Yeah.
And I don't blame you. It gets exhausting.
Yeah.
And it drains you.
Gosh.
Well,
isn't that the
truth? It's like a long road.
Yeah.
That's what's happened to me, too. You know, I get in and out. Relationships, any relationships, doesn't matter what it is. It's back kind of, you know. And sometimes the universe will just throw things at you.
Uh-huh.
Randomly.
Yeah.
And it's not really what you want, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So, yeah, that's the challenge. That's the, that's part of being, you know, a light worker, a spiritualist, or like I was telling everybody on the show, a sacred contract holder. And the neutral ones are, is a lot harder life because you got to decide what kind of life you want to live for yourself, or you have to fulfill your next life, your next mission in your next life, which is your spiritual life, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the decision we all have to make. That's the sucky part, because we've already made those contracts before we came here.
Yeah, the hard part's figuring it out, what it is.
The other hard part.
Yep.
And then accepting it.
Yep. I agree.
But religion always gets in the way, because
That's all
part of everybody's programming.
Yeah, it does get in the way.
Especially with family and friends and guilt and shame. And it all leads to guilt and shame and resentment.
Yep.
I mean, let me tell you experience. I went to heaven and went... And I saw Jesus on a horse. The first thing that came to me was guilt and shame. That was my programming.
Wow.
Like, I feel guilty for being here, you know.
Oh. How did you go to heaven? Did you die? Did you have, like, a near-death experience? Or did you, you know, astral travel? Or
I astral projected.
Oh, I've been working on that for a long time.
But let me tell you this. In order to get up to that higher level, you have to be out of body. There can't be cords attached.
You have to what? No cord attached?
No cord attached. You have to be completely out of your body.
I thought that there's always a cord.
There is on the lower, but not the higher.
I'm still trying to, I can get out of my body, but then, like, I, like, wake up, or, you know, I spin around, I spin around, like, as if I was spinning around as a kid, you know, and then you lay down on the ground, you feel dizzy, I feel that, and then it, like, wakes me up.
There is a lot of lower dimensional things on Earth, but when you get up into the higher dimensions, everything has to stay here.
Oh, I want to go there.
And you don't want to leave.
Yeah. I just want to check it out. Get the tour.
Yeah, you will. If that's your desire.
Yes.
I wanted to also. And I got what I... When I told my dad when I was 16 I wanted to have my first exorcism, and I did.
Exorcism?
I did my first exorcism.
Oh, wow.
And it
That's
was powerful. What's,
quite
what
quite
was
a, something to ask for.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a powerful experience.
I can imagine. Oh, my goodness.
And like I say, my sister, she couldn't handle it. If she saw something subconsciously, she couldn't handle it.
Wow. You must
and that's
strong.
Why God gives us only what we can.
Right.
That I do believe.
Yeah.
So even though you're struggling, just remember that nothing in this life that you have, you'll take with you. All
that's separate. Good word.
Stay here.
That's good word. Hey, do you happen to know, like, which planet I'm from, if I am from another planet?
You're from Pluto.
I am? Pluto?
Yeah, Pluto just came through.
What civilization is that?
I don't know. The Andromedan? My dad got the Andromedan.
Oh, really? Is that a good one? I think, yeah, maybe Andromedan. Is that really what I am?
Is that what she is?
Yeah,
she says you come from that planet, but do you have blonde hair and blue eyes?
Yeah. Well, it's like a blonde, kind of a dark blonde. But yeah, I have blue eyes.
Seeing dark blonde.
Good job.
Yeah, you're part of the Andromedan.
This is so exciting. Really? I really am? That's so exciting. Okay, cool. I'll have to, like, look into them. Okay.
Yeah. I just got confirmation on that.
Oh, that's so exciting. Oh, I'm so excited right now. Oh, you just made my whole month.
You spent Atlantis and Lemuria.
Avalon, Lemuria, and what?
And Avalon.
And Lemuria and something else.
And Atlantis and Avalon.
Atlantis, Avalon, Lemuria. That's where I'm from, all those places?
Yeah.
This is so cool.
I'm trying to think of another name, something else to come.
Oh, did I just get cut off? Hello?